Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are reading Daniel chapter 2, verses 36 through 39. Now, I know I read some of these verses yesterday, but we have so much sense to deal with, or understanding to get out of these verses from time to time in this pivotal book named Daniel. We will repeat verses to stay with the pace of the commentary that we're using, because we're not in a rush. This is a very important book for you and for all of us to understand. It will unlock greater understanding of the entire Word of God. And so keep riding with us, even though we may go at a slower pace. The Bible reads in Daniel chapter 2, verse 36. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. And after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. I just read in your hearing Daniel chapter 2, verses 36 through 39. Lord willing, tomorrow I will be reading chapter 2, verses 40 through 43. So stay on the Bible reading bus with us. It is more like a train, however, speaking of a train. I just heard a train outside my window. It's amazing, the timing. Be that as it may, stay on the Bible reading train. Now, here is the sense of this passage. yea, the understanding of it, the interpretation of the dream. The second portion of the statue, the chest and arms of silver, represented the rise of the Medes and Persians. The Medo-Persians conquered the Babylonians in 539 BC. The arms of silver evidently represent the two nations of Media and Persia that together defeated Babylon. Though that kingdom lasted over 200 years, longer than the Neo-Babylonian Empire of 87 years, the Medo-Persian Empire was inferior to it, as silver compared with gold. The belly and thighs of bronze represented the third kingdom to arise. This was the Grecian Empire. Alexander the Great conquered the Medo-Persians between 334 and 330 BC and assumed authority over its peoples and territory. By Alexander's conquests, he extended the Greek Empire as far east as the northwestern portion of India, an extensive empire that seemingly was over the whole earth. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom, to understand it and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell and saved to that wonderful place called heaven by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God have raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6